It's my destiny. Destiny. It's my destiny. Destiny.
What's the word? It's your boy Quiet Last Word. We here on Total Control Radio on YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYBNYC. It's another Thursday, but always a special Thursday when we got independent artists in the building. Today we have Amanda Elgin, right?
That's right.
Because I have a hard time, even though I know who you are, sometimes I have a hard time saying it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I got it right, so I'm good. So we got Amanda Elgin in the building. Let's get it. What's up? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good today. I'm excited.
You excited?
Yeah.
How was your day? First of all, Queen, how was your day?
My day was well. It was long, but
it's only
half the day so far, right?
Yeah. Couple hours into the day. Mm-hmm. So tell me about yourself. You're a dope singer, first and foremost.
Thank you.
I didn't see you perform. Like, it's not even like singers get they say a lot of different things why singers is great. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got one that can hit a high note crazy. You got somebody that songs is good. And I think with you, I think you have everything, especially the songs that you make. Like the structure of the songs, and like,
thank you.
I always thought women should always talk about women things. You know what I mean? Because it's not a lot of that out there. They talk about, not saying they're not talking about women things, but they don't talk about bettering or understanding another woman, or try to. It's always I'm better. But y'all go through things just like
we go through a lot of things.
You know what I'm saying? And they need somebody that they can relate
to,
connect to, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what you are.
Oh, well, thank you.
I just
you know what, with my music, I can only speak for myself. And my music, I just take it off of what I've been through. A lot of my music is based off of what I've been through, and that's just how I come about with it. And I come from my heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I write, comes from my heart, it comes from my experiences or things that I've seen, but mostly what I've been through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best part of being an artist, you know? Like, you have to make good party songs, they say. You know what I'm saying? Party songs, track songs, just to get into an eye-opening situation, mm-hmm. so people could look at you. But once they get into your world, they actually can see what you've been going through.
Exactly.
And I think that's the best thing. That's what I love about music. And I mean, drag me in a little bit with your party song, but then I wanna know who you are.
Who you are, exactly.
I don't wanna hear party, because it's a place for that. You know what I'm saying? Party going to work. You know what I'm saying? I can't party trying to pick up my kids. You know what I mean? While they're in the car. You know what I'm saying? You can.
Yes.
Let me take that back. Yes. You can do that.
I mean, that's to keep them cool. You can always celebrate and you can always live.
But there's them tracks,
but there's more
to there's where more that reflection come from. Like,
yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? And that's what I like.
All right.
So tell me where you from.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yes.
We got Brooklyn in the building again.
But I was also raised in Long Beach, New York.
Thanks.
Not California, no disrespect to nothing. You know, I'm
Long
just
Beach,
saying,
New York.
I gotta know where we from. And I'm a beach girl.
That's dope.
City by the sea. And both places, Brooklyn and Long Beach, have built my foundation. Mm. Built the person I am. You know, I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot. And it's also helped me stay strong, because the support I get from Brooklyn and the support I get from Long Beach is amazing.
That's good.
How, you know, they, no matter what you do, they don't turn their nose. Everybody's like, yeah, you keep
pushing. They root you on. They got your back.
And come on back. And,
yeah.
You know, so.
That's good. So your upbringing, it was you one of the grown up in church singing ones?
Not really.
Not really?
I grew up in church, yes.
Yes, but not in a choir.
I sang in a junior choir.
So you was.
But I wasn't there long.
Oh, okay.
You know, my mother, she did. My mother grew up in the choir. She always took me to church, but then, you know, the teenage years hit like 16, and I was like, I just don't want to go anymore. But
ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, you know it's what I mean? Not. It's just
Young person, sorry, I just had to jump in. As a young person, you guys start. When you're that age, you start feeling yourself, and you want to, you know, do other things. You want to have fun, so you kind of feel like the whole foundation and the structure is boring. Although it's not, you go away from it and you come back later.
You always come back.
That's Miss Lisa. That's Miss Lisa.
Yes.
Miss Lisa Ray Angel. Miss Lisa Angel Ray. Excuse me.
Get it right.
She holds me down. She holds me down every week. She holds me down every week. So I appreciate her. I definitely do.
Yes.
So let's talk about some music though. Sure, when did you start singing?
I've been singing since I was a little girl, like 5 years old.
5 years old. What was your first song?
Greatest Love of All.
By who?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Shout out to Whitney. Big Whitney fan.
I'm a big Whitney fan. And I heard, you know, sitting on my girlfriend's bed listening to that album, that Whitney album, and that was it. I was open. That was it. And I started singing. I always sang since then. And when I was in school, 8th grade, they put me in chorus, and that was it. It was a rap. I was solos from then on and loving it.
And you just kept singing ever since then?
Kept singing. Just kept singing. It was in me. I enjoy it. You know, it's my stress relief. It's my release. And, you know, that's where it comes from. It comes from, I heard a lot of music growing up. You know, I'm from a Caribbean background. My family's from Trinidad.
So name me some of your favorite artists right now.
Right now?
Five.
Five Mary J. Artists. Blige.
Good one.
Bob Marley.
Mm.
I love me some Bob.
People really say that nowadays.
I do, because his words are just
because I think people not really in tune how
deep he is. He's so deep. Mary J. I would say Anita Baker, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin. Love Aretha. That's my girl. And right now, artist Keisha Cole. Love Keisha Cole. You know, believe it or not, I love Chris Brown. I like his music. I love his music. I always did since he was younger till now. And with everything he's gone through and so forth, his music stays popping.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, you know.
He puts on a show. He got a show that comes with him. He's just not a singer. He got a show. He has
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, those are musicians I like right now.
So, I want to get into something that's yours. That's you.
That's me.
So let's get into something right quick. What do you want the people to hear?
Oh, okay. You can put on Not Forgiven.
Not Forgiven.
Yeah.
Tell us about Not Forgiven right quick.
All right. Not Forgiven is a song about I was in a domestic violence relationship for 8 years, and I left. I got out of there. I had 2 kids by this man, and when I left, I had a lot to say, so I put it in my music, basically.
That's it. Can we get that, please? I want to hear about this. It's Quite a Last Word, Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. Yeah.
Scared inside, she's so afraid, she's terrified. The pain she feels, I can't describe. 'Cause the man she loves is a lie. Oh, lie. You not forgiven. Forgiven, no, you're not not forgiven. She's so good at pretending that everything is alright. Every day she's crying. Guess what? I know why he lied. That man, he lied. He did it. He broke my heart. He broke my heart. You not forgiven. Not forgiven. Forgiven. No, no, you're not forgiven.
Total Control not Radio, YCRadio.org. Voice of today's generation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? All right. Now, I mean, music is music, one thing, right? Mm-hmm. But life is a different thing. And then when you put both of them together, like, that's you giving out your soul, your everything, your truth.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I know that had to been hard. That had to be hard to even put together.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me about it right fast.
When I wrote it, excuse me. When I wrote it, you know, I was like, all right, you know, it's me. Am I ready to show the world? You know, and that was my battle. But I was, and I'm blessed. You know, my producer for that beat is my husband now.
You know, oh, yeah.
The man I married.
This guy right here.
Yes.
That guy right there. Elgin Sound in the building. Check them out.
That's dope.
Yes, thank you. And he helped me. Yeah. And he was like, it's all right, you let it out.
Yeah, I don't even know that he got a camera in here right now filming. You know what I'm saying? That's support. Like, that's...
Yeah, and when I went in the booth and I spit that and I came out, he started to play it back. I had to leave because all my emotions came out. And he was like, you got it. That's it. That's the one right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, to hear it. Then you see it, you know, you see it. And I just say, you know, to all the women and men out there, leave. Ain't nobody worth putting you through hell. It's not worth it. It's not love. It's not what you think.
That's right. And it's so important that we love ourselves. And exactly. It's okay that we love ourselves.
That's right.
I think they're about to start yelling at me. I feel a vibe. Cause it's a mood in here now. Like, you kind of changed the mood with that.
Yes,
and I would like Miss Lisa to chime in on that. Cause that's something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't relate. I have my own story about that, about men being in the domestic violence. We getting beat up. But hold on.
But
it's not about me. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. So I just want a woman's.
Well, this
opinion.
Is my thing.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that. Or, you know, because I may slap somebody. I'm just saying.
She's the one.
I'm a little hostile. No. Joke. No, not really joking. Telling the truth. But, no, see? I can defend myself fine. I'm not having that. I was raised by cops, so it comes out. However, this is my thing. And it's like with all my girlfriends that are married or whatever. I'm like this. If you want to be in a relationship with whoever you want to be in a relationship with, do you? I don't care. I'm never going to tell you, leave him. However, if he puts his hands on you, it's a wrap. Let's go. And if we all got to get together and jump on him to get you out of there, that's what we're going to do.
Right. Yeah.
That's the one thing and the one time that I will tell you, you got to leave.
You
and I would tell
go.
Him, beat it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, you understand?
Yeah,
so other than that, I don't get involved. I'd be like, you know, work it out. You know what I mean?
To add on to that, you know, when I was in it, the shame that comes with it, I didn't want anyone to know because I knew what would happen. And then I had children. Once the children got involved.
That's hard.
It was. It really was, because I didn't know what to do or how to. I wasn't brought up in that, you know. I never saw nothing like that except for TV. And the shame is what really kept me. I literally separated from everything and everyone. And
it puts you in a state of depression, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It surely did. And having my children, though, is what gave me strength, because I got sick and tired of them seeing. You know, once the kids start to react a certain way, or in my case, he brought them in, you know, where he would say things and have them try to speak to me in a certain way. But when you in that, then you realize what's more important here, you know. And I think I put them above me, even, because when I was alone in it, I didn't even think to leave. It wasn't until they were there, and I never wanted that for them. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was hard. That was definitely a hard song. Like, have you ever done any domestic violence like concerts and stuff like that?
I haven't, but I want to.
I think that'd be a good idea to submit.
And speak with children, like young girls and boys and so forth. I've done like 2 or 3 forums, but I would love to do a concert like that. Most definitely,
it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. I'll see what I can do. So let's get into something else. Cause we could talk about that all day. I really can't. No, but
that's
all right. I know that's a forever topic.
No, we could switch that up. Cause you know what? I'm not there anymore.
So. So all right. So that's how we gonna come in. So what's the song that puts you to where you at right now, or somewhere around there, or right after that?
The song, my new single that's out now, Jehovah. Mm. That's the one you have under Rasta Rhythm, right?
Jehovah,
yes. It's called Jehovah. It's available now out there on all outlets. And I'm a brain aneurysm survivor. So.
Oh, man. Hold on. Don't let's. It gets stronger, y'all. Everything gets stronger. So let's go into that. We're going to come back with that story. Let's get it. YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYBNYC. We having some little fun in here, everybody. Yeah, it's a good day, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep enjoying ourselves. Good Thursdays, you know, Total Control Thursdays. So we got Amanda Elgin in the building. That was Jehovah. Yeah. All right, so now we heard the song. Mm-hmm. Tell us. Now talk to us.
How Jehovah came about. Well, like I started before, I said, I am a brain aneurysm survivor. Mm. 9 years now. And when I came out, I had a lot of times. I was in the hospital for a while. Mm-hmm. And my life changed. Life was different. I felt different, thought different, lived different. Mm-hmm. And I overcame so much. And even that'll take you into a spin, you know, but I came out of it. I'm here. I'm standing here.
Well, proud of you.
I'm sitting here with you guys.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
You know, and I wrote it out. I just give him all the praise.
You're a super survivor.
Amen.
Super survivor.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope. That's super dope. Mm-hmm. That is super, super dope.
And it came out. I got to give it to him. That's how I got that song right there, you know.
Yeah, because he blessed you with those gifts. So whatever gifts that we have to give it back to him. All the glory to God. And so you know he's going to keep moving those mountains out of the way so you can shine for him.
Thank you. Yeah,
yes. Yo, you super dope, man.
Thank
like,
you. So
shout out to your family. Who's this right here, though?
This is my daughter. Little Diva V. Diva V. Not anymore. She has retired the name.
So, what's your name? Tell us what your name is.
Victoria.
How old are you, Victoria?
11.
Huh? You got to speak to me.
11.
You're 11?
Mm-hmm.
So you think about going to college?
I don't know.
You don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, think about York College. This is York College. This is what York College got to offer. So put that on your list, you know. Give it a shot. So we're going to do it like that, all
right? That's right.
So, all right.
Your grandparents graduated from here.
See? It's in the family.
Your auntie.
You home right now. You don't even know. So you don't even know, right? You going to give it a try? Yes, no?
Mm-hmm. Nah, She's shy. It's her first experience, you know, so that's all right.
Yeah, it's all good. You'll be back. So, that was dope. So we got two, like... I'm trying to see what the next one gonna be like because it's like a little movie going on right here. It's like we got a little movie going on. If y'all close your eyes and just listen to this whole interview and to the songs, put you somewhere. So what's the next song? Like, introduce the next song because I want to see
how this goes. It's actually called New Day.
New Day.
And New Day is me thanking everyone and thanking the Lord above for being there. That's basically what it is. It's my thanks for all the support, all the love, all the encouragement, you know, that I receive. And all the love continuously comes in. And I'm thankful. And I thank you all so much.
So this is a thank you song from Amanda Elgin. Right?
That's it.
All right. Make sure y'all get it right, too. I'm just helping y'all. It's called New Day.
New Day.
YCRadio.org, Total Control Radio.
sing it. Yeah, so let me start it from the... Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
No, most definitely.
For all these dope songs. Like, that was a surprise on the spot. Show right there. So we're going to take that. We'll take that, definitely. No, we here at YC Radio. Oh, I want to thank you for coming up here.
I want to thank you guys so much for inviting me on, you know. And y'all keep doing good things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, keep pushing.
It's today's generation.
Hey, I heard you could spit, so go ahead, spit to that. You good? No, you good. All right, no, I'm just joking. So, you're going to let that, that's it. So, we got important things going on here. You already know people's phone be ringing. Yeah. Definitely ain't mine's, because I do Galaxies. Right. I don't do iPhones. But we here at YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. This is Total Control Radio, powered by BYBNYC. We're going to head up out of here. Tell people where they can find you.
Well, y'all can follow me on Facebook at Amanda Elgin, E-L-G-I-N. Yes. And you can find me on Instagram at Elgin Sound, E-L-G-I-N-S-O-U-N-D, Elgin Sound. I'm there. Google me. Amanda Elgin. Y'all already know.
Get that heat. You want to say something real fast? You can catch me quite a last word at Q-U-I-T-H-E-L-E-S-T-W-R-D, Total Control R-D-S. And BYBNYC, you already know. YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. We out of here.
All right.
This is Khan, and make sure you tune in on YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.